Heading to LA? I don't want to fly now. It's too close to the fight.
Take care, guys. Safe travels.
We got ourselves a road trip in front of us. We having fun here together. I'm here to fight. I'm here for war. And that's it. Doesn't matter if it's in LA or in Vegas. But yes, I think it's fucked up that he just keeps doing shit like that. You know, what can I say? I'm not surprised. He does always something for every fight. That's the guy he is.
What'd you end up getting?
Come. That's all I can have right now. I just told the guys, I'm gonna knock Jones the fuck out. And then I'm gonna go up to heavyweight and knock DC out. So it feels good.
We made it. Fight week. Excited to be here. We were supposed to be fighting in Vegas, but we're now fighting in LA. Doesn't really matter. Ugh. Someone's getting punched in the face. I'm fighting Alex Volkanovski here in LA, UFC 232. Woo! Hell yeah. I'm ready. It's almost game time. He fought my teammate Darren Elkins, went to a decision, you know, and he called me out after that fight. He's a up-and-comer. He's trying to make a name. It's not gonna happen, man. I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna show these young guys it's a bad idea to call me out.
How about fast power? There you go. Get out.
Hey. Is that your spot?
Yeah, that was last week. Crazy. It happens quick.
Looking good. The whole crew. I think a win for me, and you know, especially a fight like this, a tough guy like this, should put me right back up there. I'm hoping next in line for a title shot.
Two. Make it come.
You know, I'm gonna go out there and put it all on the line, like I do every time, and you're not gonna want to miss it.
Body left hook, right hand up.
Good morning to the ugliest team in MMA. Hey, that's a good one, guys.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, your
swift
air flight to Los Angeles.
Thanks to John
Jones.
Thank you.
Your carry-on items stowed in an overhead bin or
admired. You're a dick.
You're
fucking dick.
Be seated in a row with a wall.
Take your fucking glasses off.
Why the fuck you ask?
It's your fucking business. Fucking guy.
All right, so we are in a runway here in Las Vegas. We got the whole red corner. And I guess we're off to Cali. I'll see you guys there.
So we're on the plane headed to LA. We're up at 5:30, down at 6:15. I'm tired. I'm ready to get there and have a nap, get checked in, and finish the rest of the week. I've never flown a chartered jet before, so this was like the fanciest thing. Like, I get to skip all the lines, like, don't have to be around people. Hopefully not there yet, but one day.
Ladies and gentlemen, please keep your seatbelts fast until the captain comes to a complete stop and turns off the fasten seatbelt sign. Thank you.
Hey guys, get off the plane.
There's gonna be three busts on the side here. The far left red one be for the fighters, staff in the middle, overflow on the right. Okay?
I'm fighting Kat Zingano. I'm really excited about this matchup, and I think both of us are rough fighters that don't back down, so it's gonna be very exciting. So I think this is a fight for the fans.
you know what? I'm here to fight. I got ready to fight. I gotta keep my mind on the fight. Like, all of the changes are challenging and, like, some improvising needed to be done. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm doing what I love, and there's nothing I can do about all of this situation right now except for continue to stay ready. And that's all I can control. So, oh well, we're here. Fuck it.
And Amanda, do you take this fight personal, or is it just a sport or business?
For me, since day one, always business. You can see from my posters, you can see from my social media, all business. I don't know her.
But you know, she's pushed this fight so long. We supposed to fight Amanda after Holly Holm. And then we supposed to fight after I beat the Yana Kunaskaya. We supposed to fight July, we supposed to fight September. I just feel like it's so hard that you be the champion, and I know if after Saturday I beat her, nobody gonna look at her like the champion 135. And then...
I still gonna have my belt. That's it.
John, we spoke yesterday and you said, listen, I gotta start focusing on myself. I gotta concentrate. I got a championship fight this Saturday. And then you went out and did a fan meet and greet in the middle of the NGM lobby. I'm curious kind of why you wanted to do that.
I wanted to try to make this thing as right as possible. Ultimately, it's all about the fans at the end of the day. So I did a meet and greet last minute. Me and my team, they worked as a security squad. We didn't need it because everybody showed up with so much love and appreciation. And it was great. About maybe 200-300 people showed up. So I felt really good about it.
Whatever this guy's saying, it's just bullshit. He's just terrible, man. This guy is terrible, I'm telling you. He's terrible. You know, it doesn't matter if it's on rocket fuel or whatever. I'm going to beat him anyway on Saturday night. I'm here to fight. That's it. I'm here to fight. Nothing else.
You say the same shit every interview. I'm in the best shape of my life.
You are not, John.
I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm ready. I'm in the best shape of my life. You say the same dry ass shit every fight.
And you are not,
John. Shut the fuck up.
And you are not. And you are not.
You said the same shit before you got knocked out in front of your whole country. Shut the fuck up.
Okay, John. Okay.
Thank you, LA. We'll see you Saturday.
All right, ladies.
Awesome, ladies. Thank you very much. Face forward. Grab your belts.